You're listening to a Radio 1 91 FM podcast.
Very excited to have Libianski as our wonderful guest today. Say hello, Libianski.
Hello.
Welcome, welcome. Oh, there we go. I actually don't think it was playing. But we're good now. Okay, we're all good. You're listening to Radio 1. We're about to interview the lovely Libianski band. What should our listeners know about you if they haven't heard of you before?
That we're very strongly, proudly from Wainui Mata. Probably start that off.
Awesome.
I think we have sort of changed our sound a wee bit. We've started as a very somewhat traditional shoegaze band, and over the past couple of years we've sort of developed our sound into a little bit more heavy doom black gaze. So I think now currently, if anyone wanted to see us play live, they would be quite shocked, I think, with the sort of evolution of our sound.
Yep.
But we found our footing now. So yeah.
That's so exciting. We noticed that you released your latest album in 2025. Do you think you'll be touring that? What can people expect to hear from you guys at your next show?
We're sort of still working on, I guess, some big new tracks that we want people to get really into.
Cool.
EP one, the little EP we released, was sort of like a taste to sort of give people, an idea on what we've been working on. So we play a track or two from the EP in our sets. It's a nice sort of like, I guess, this is what we've been working on. There'll be some new stuff coming, and it gives everyone an idea on the change in sound, especially if you compare it to stuff that you may find that we have recorded previously.
Yeah, that makes sense. How's the tour been so far?
Tonight's the first show.
Oh!
Yeah, Christchurch.
Well, that's fun.
That's really exciting. Yeah. How are you guys feeling?
I'm very nervous.
Yeah?
Nah, I'm all good. I'm sweet as eh?
No, you fooled me. Mm. I was like, oh. Yeah. Well, how long does it typically, like, do you ever still feel nervous when you play live? Have you done it enough so now it's just like, whatever? Is there certain venues that will make you a bit more, like, stressed out than others?
Nah, I didn't get nervous.
Conquered
it. Just, I was being funny. You just get up and do the business,
Easy money.
Yeah, heck yeah.
You still get a bit of a kick from playing live, you know? You can't be just a dull human up there,
yeah.
Like a robot. But, yeah, everyone experiences emotions differently, eh? But yeah, I still get very excited before we play. I just like loud guitars, so yeah. It's great. Yeah, express yourself.
That's so exciting.
Yeah.
And for our listeners, Libianski is playing tomorrow night, Saturday the 18th at the Crown, if you're interested in going.
And yours, eh?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, and we've got an all ages show at yours at about 2:30.
It's the same day on Saturday as well?
Yes, yep.
Oh, wow.
Busy.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Well, what do y'all think about Dunedin generally? Is it a nice place to visit, or are you perhaps not so initiated?
We love it. I think there's ever so slightly a different sort of energy when we play in the Dunedin shows. And I don't know if that's because everyone's very wanting to support local music. So we always see, the kids come out, really good support. All the shows that we've played so far in Dunedin, I'd like to say, they're probably my favourites.
Wow.
And the Crown is such a, like, cool venue to play. So
there's always good energy at the Crown.
Historical.
Yeah.
Well, Dunedin's always had the sound, hasn't it? Like the Flying Nun, you go back to Matthew Bannister days from the Sneaky Feelings, a lot of Kiwi sounds started there, even though he's from Scotland and he came out and he basically started that Dunedin sound. It's like, it's the epicenter of jangly guitars in New Zealand, isn't it?
Absolutely, yeah. It is.
You guys are touring with Slur, or is that just for the Dunedin show? Or are they coming?
No, they're up here too. They're in Christchurch with us.
Tell me about that band. How do you know them? What do we like about this
I've known Jordan for a very long time, since Murgatroyd days, like way back like 12, 13 years ago. So me and Jordan have always stayed in touch, and he's a record store owner down in Invercargill too, with Threes and Sevens. And
cool.
Yeah, it's just, I've never seen Slur. It'll be first time. But yeah, I heard good things about them, so it's good. But whatever Jordan does, and that, you know, musically, he's pretty sound. So yeah, it's good.
Mm-hmm. What sort of genre would you say Slur is? Is it similar to what you guys play?
Yeah, they're heavy. They get down. They're boogie. Yeah.
I know you said you like a lot of the Ōtiputi bands, but is there one that you think is your favourite? Or that you'd like to see? It can be current or past bands.
I really like Vagina Jar.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, they're excellent.
Fantastic.
Uh-huh.
Fantastic band. I think a lot of us, you know, as Kurt said, we listen to a lot of old school, you know, all the early Flying Nun stuff. Like, my absolute top favourite, Straight Jacket Fits, for sure. It would always be number one. Yeah, good scene.
Yeah.
You always have good local bands, even currently, 10 years ago, 20 years ago. Very lucky, pick for choice in Old Dunners.
Yes, we are pretty
even
lucky.
That one that claims they're from Auckland now, Die Die Die.
Oh, yeah, Die Die. Yeah, what's that about? Someone said the other day.
Yeah, so Auckland now, eh?
Yeah.
They die, aren't they?
I don't know. I mean, from the beginning, the first, like, self-titled album, they had a song called Auckland is Burning, I think. So, I don't know, maybe it's just the impression that people got. But, yeah, I don't know. Someone said the other day, Die 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 is from Dunedin, right? I didn't even know. I was like, really?
No, they are. They're Dunedin. They went to Logan Park High School, I'm pretty sure.
Wow.
Yeah. As Dunedin as it gets.
Yeah, pretty
exactly,
much.
Yeah. Yeah, hard up. Carriage H was their Rockquest band.
That's so cool. Did any of you guys start out playing in, like, Rockquest in little high school band competitions?
Yeah, everyone does.
Yo.
Yeah. I'm old, so.
One, two,
it was called one, Extra two. Smoke Free back then.
Oh, yes. Okay. That's pretty cool. And now, I was listening to the interview that Fee did with you from a couple years ago, and you guys talked about how your first album was a bit sadder and the second album had a little bit more happy tones as you're getting more comfortable together as a band. What would you say is the tone of the music you guys are making now? I know you said it's a bit heavier, but do you think it's sad? Is it a mix of things? Bleak?
Bleak.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess
emotional.
It's kind of a bit more like in the metal realm. So
yeah.
I think a lot of people almost always associate that stuff with like anger.
Yeah.
Mm.
But I mean, I don't know. Like we play the music we like to play, and if the emotions it brings out in people are sadness or anger or whatever, you know,
that's on them.
That's on them. Yeah. Yeah. Like
true.
You know, there's definitely, I think there's always one or two songs that we play in the jam room and live where, you know, we think about, you know, maybe one of us has had like a more than average day and, you know, or a shit day. And, you know, so maybe we might channel some of those emotions out when we play. But yeah, I mean, it's just music that we like playing. And if, you know, people want to label it one way or another, then that's cool, you know.
Yeah, that's so cool. I guess that's the nature of art, seeing it what you want to see.
It's true. Yeah, it is going to be different for everyone. Not to, like, play favourites, but what's your favourite song that you've ever written and recorded?
Ooh.
Favourite song that we've recorded?
Yes, yeah. Like, or that written? We can listen to. Like, what do you think's, like, the best, and do you all agree on it? I'm just curious if there's like a difference in takes here.
But we all quickly looked at each other.
I really like I don't know if it's my favorite. I find it really hard to pick a favorite, but if I was pushed, and I feel like I'm being pushed right now to pick one, I would probably say for me it was Continue the Sad off the new EP, because that was sort of a song where we sort of really figured out what we're all into, you know, what kind of music we like, you know, us sort of getting that formula down as a three piece and, you know, felt like, you know, this is music that I just really wanted to play. So, I mean, I wouldn't call it my I, like I said, I can't pick a favorite, but it's definitely probably the one that if I had to pick, it would probably be. And that feels kind of like it's cheating because it's one of the newer ones, but yeah.
Yeah, agreed.
Yeah. Oh, glad we didn't cause any divisions in the band picking songs.
Yeah, I don't know. I always just like to ask that because, I don't know, I feel like quite often when we've interviewed bands before, I've said, this is like my favorite song. And then I feel like, I don't know, I'm always interested to know if the artists themselves, like, agrees. But yeah, I think the new stuff is freaking radical.
Sweet, bro. Yeah.
I also think your album art is always quite interesting. I was wondering what the process is behind that.
Randomness.
Randomness.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, out for walks, you know? Yeah. Yeah, man, straight up. You know, yeah. Yeah, it's just, oh, yeah. I've done an art degree.
Oh, yeah.
But
oh,
it didn't really take me places. It still took me back to a building site, you know what I mean?
So, yeah. Did you do a degree in visual arts?
Visual arts, yeah. I did a visual arts degree, yeah.
How do you think that's impacted your music?
It made me see music in different ways, like painting with colours, like... Yeah. Instead of just writing a song for music's sake, it's kind of like you bring art in, and like when you study like different artists, like say Yo-Yo Kusama, for instance, the dot artist,
yeah.
It makes you see things in different ways. Yeah. And your research is way different with art to music, so you can apply that. I'm like a site manager in building,
yeah.
And I even like use art rhetoric in building, like
that's really cool.
Foreseeing something when you're building a high-rise building, you know, like a common builder wouldn't see it the same way as what someone has studied art for 4 years sees. So, you know, everything relates in one way or the other. But, yeah.
That's awesome. That's so cool to be able to have that different perspective on music. With totally. The visual and the auditory music.
Heck yeah.
Cool. Is there anything else you guys wanted to talk about? Just as we end. As we bring
Is
that
it cold down in Dunedin today or tomorrow?
It's been
getting colder.
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like yesterday was freaking freezing. It was so windy, but today was fairly tame, I would say.
Yeah.
Tomorrow, I'm not sure. Do you want me to look at the weather?
Yeah, get in there. Are you guys a fan of the colder weather?
Oh, I think the Dunedin's better in the cold. It's just like awesome.
There's something aesthetically cool about that.
Yeah.
Yeah, hard out.
The
yeah.
trees are all turning orange.
Oh, so yo. Cool. We've got a high of 16 degrees Celsius tomorrow. That's there not bad for Dunedin.
Mean, it's on.
Sunday's it's raining, but Saturday we're looking good.
Yeah.
You've brought the good weather with you.
Yes, thank you for bringing the weather.
Yeah.
Cool.
Thank you. Awesome.
Best of luck for your show tonight.
Yeah. Thank you.
Totally. Yeah, looking forward to y'all coming down and rocking the crown and yours. That's going to be epic. That's and thanks so much cool. for your time today.
Cool. Thanks for having us.
Thank you so much, guys. It's nice
see
to
tomorrow.
Meet you.
See ya.
See ya.
Radio 1 91 FM podcast. You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcasts.